Asgos, Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Is this summertime?
That's summertime.
Summertime by Beyonce. It is summertime. We're in the thick of summer. Although I can't believe it's the end of July.
I know. It's going so fast.
I feel like it was just July 4th. In fact,
it was.
Not only, yeah, like it was just July 4th. Yep. But it's already July 28th, so here we go. All right, so before the break, we were talking about we're not the first people to talk about this. This is an ongoing situation that of people going back to the office. And it was interesting because when we were talking about this a little bit yesterday, I was in a pretty fortunate situation for a year, even before the pandemic, I was working from home because I freelanced and, you know, I was doing freelance consulting work so I could just kind of work whenever, wherever. So I was already ahead of the curve when it came to the flexibility that working from home gave you. And then even since prior to starting this show, I lived central enough in Milwaukee that, like, if I had to run up to WTMJ or Journal Sentinel, like, everything is really close. Mm-hmm. Now I'm commuting to Waukesha every day. And it's, you know, and I want to be here. And the things, doing radio with your producer next to you is a lot easier than trying to do it every day on Zoom. Right. But it is, as you realized, it's a little bit further than you think coming from Milwaukee. Yeah. And it's certainly more expensive. I mean, thankfully, gas is coming back down. So it's not as crazy as it was at the beginning of the month. But it's things that you start thinking about that it's like, yeah, if we had the option and if I could prove that I could do my job from home, how are you going to convince me, Mr. Employer, that it's worth it to come back? And so what are the kind of conversations you are having at your work and with the organizations, both from the employer side and the employee talent side?
So these are conversations that are happening every day and they have to happen because there are so many people who simply do not want to go back into the office. So I think it's close to 80% who want a hybrid situation at the very least, and up to 50% who are like, I could do this completely remotely. And I get it because driving, that drive time, that 30-minute drive every day, you don't feel it on your body or you don't realize that it's stressful until you don't have to do it. And then you realize, oh, wow, like this defensive driving is really stressing me out before I even
especially
get to
the Milwaukee.
Office to start. Right. Right. It's getting the kids ready for school, and it's the hustle and bustle, and it's, you know, getting to the office, and it's the fact that your door is always open and there's always a distraction. And I think people, the research says that people are 13% more productive when they stay home and handle a project. So, I mean, and I had the same situation. So I was able to work from home if I had a big project, and I would. And I knew if I knew I just really needed to focus, I would work from home. And I've always had that flexibility. But workplace flexibility has been a constantly debated benefit of the workplace for years. If I've been at MMAC for the last 15 years, we've been talking about workplace flexibility as long as I'm there, and building the business case for flexibility and why you can trust folks and you don't have to be watching them to know that they're getting their work done. Pandemic comes and overnight work flex, you know, like almost everyone who could, you know, and for a lot of folks, it has worked out. I think the employers realize that productivity isn't as low as they thought it was going to be. The real issue is trust. That's the issue, is that managers have to be able to trust, and managing remotely is a different skill set than it is when everybody's in the same space. So it's the building of those skills of managing remote workers, and how do you build the camaraderie remotely that comes so easily when you're, you know, at the coffee pot or at the water cooler or having lunch together. So there are real challenges, but I think the employers have to face it because people's appetite to split their time between home and work is much higher now.
And it's interesting because that is the one drawback, I would say. Like, even if, you know, even the best Slack channels that have an entire thread that's just dedicated to cat memes isn't totally a replacement for building culture and friendships and relationships. And so that was always a thing I thought. If we never go back if it never goes back to how it was, especially for office jobs, and in my experience in office jobs, so much of the fun part was, you know, catching eyes with some, not catching eyes in a romantic way, but like a friend when you know, like in a meeting where you're like,
is that unspoken,
and
like,
well, you can't do that on Zoom because everyone's watching you.
You know, now we do it. We're like down here like, texting.
So when sees you roll your eyes at a Zoom meeting, you're like, I'm sorry, Kristen, do you have something to say?
I can't tell you how many meetings I've been like hiding my phone, like texting, because you can't do it. You can't do it on screen. But you know, I always offer this other perspective, right? So for me, again, working at MMAC was my third job out of college. I've been there for the 14 years, the majority of my career. And I think I have had a pretty good relationship with most of the people there, but I've never felt closer to them until we started being on Zoom all the time.
Really?
You know why? Because it was in quarantine. Now, if we weren't quarantined, maybe it wouldn't have been the same, but because everybody's house was chaos, we went into quarantine, it was like March, right? So I'm on a call with my whole team and I'm holding my phone up and I'm walking through my house and somebody is like, Corey, is your Christmas tree still up? And it was, because we had turned the Christmas tree in February, we put hearts on it and make it a Valentine's tree for the kids, and then shamrocks, and you know, so
it's Easter,
right? Yeah. So they learned something about, and then we laughed about it, and people's dogs were barking and people's kids were getting in the screen. And I think people's, at least in my experience, the guard was down in a way that I had never seen before. And I felt like I learned this other side of my coworkers that was much more personal. So then, you know, now I'm asking them, hey, how's the puppy? How's the bunny?
How's that? The bunny.
How's your quarantine bunny?
Bugs.
You know, how's the kids? How's your husband? What did you cook for dinner? Oh, let me see what you redecorated. And then we were just connecting in a different way. I had good relationships, but we weren't friends. And now I feel like there's much more of a friendship between us. So I don't know. That's just a different way to look at it.
You're trauma bonding. I get it. Exactly.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, I want to talk about some of the other initiatives and works that MMAC is doing and in relation to an article I just read about diversity. Yeah. So when we come back, Corey Jo Biddle will still be here, as goes Wisconsin, with Kristen Brown.